approaching foreclosure for wholesale real estate, right? So I have a question that came in here. It's a very simple question. It says, how do I approach a house? Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about approaching foreclosure for wholesale real estate, right? So I have a question that came in here. It's a very simple question. It says, how do I approach a house about to go in foreclosure? Big question, very broad, ridiculously broad question. But I think I want to narrow it down into a very simple way for you to understand. First of all, why would somebody want to approach foreclosure? Why would somebody ask this question? Just in case you're wondering, here we'll talk about wholesale real estate, which is basically the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties, okay? And then locking them under contract and then flipping that contract or the property for profit. That's basically what wholesaling is. But why would somebody be looking to approach a foreclosure? Well, foreclosure or pre-foreclosures or any kind of distress on a property ownership is one of the ways that we can find this type of discounted deals. I mean, think about it. Why would anybody want to sell a property for way less than what it's worth, right? It's because they're going through something, some kind of life crisis, life problem, life event that basically makes it impossible for them to continue to hold on to the property, right? So a lot of time that makes people want to pawn the property, if you will, right? That's why you see properties, clothings end up in things like thrift stores or end up in pawn shops, and then those people get to sell them way less. So if you go to a thrift store or you go to a pawn shop, you can buy cameras, you can buy gadgets for a lot less than what they're worth, because somebody sold it to them when they were going through crisis or something like that. It's the same thing when somebody's going through foreclosure. Sometimes the most viable solution for them is to get rid of the property and sell it, okay? So that's where the question came from. That's why a person, a real estate investor, wanna be a newbie or existing or experienced investor would wanna approach we want to approach a foreclosure, right? So the question now comes, how do I approach a house about to go in foreclosure, right? Excuse me, I got this new mic and everything is all in my ears. So, but it's a good thing, okay? How do I approach a house about to go in foreclosure? All right, so I have the quotes. I want to read it to you, a little bit of it, and then I'm going to give you three different things that basically should be in your path. Basically, you should look forward to if you're looking to approach foreclosure the right way, but really not foreclosure, maybe more like pre-foreclosure, because foreclosure means the house is already foreclosed on, meaning somebody already took it away from the owner because they're owing some kind of money, they owe money, they have liens against the property, they can't afford to pay for it. Once that happens, what happens is that their credit usually goes with it. So if you have some money on a property, right? You use the property to stand as a collateral security, right? For the loan, and then when it's time to pay up, you're not paying up on time, eventually they're gonna come for the house, they're gonna come for the property. And when they go through that process in the court of law, that's what you call foreclosure. So once it's foreclosed on, that means they took the property away from the owner. The only person or persons or corporate or entity for you to deal with at that point in time would be the company that foreclosed on it, okay, or a person that bought the property from a foreclosure auction, okay? So the only option you have, because once you get into foreclosure auction and you have to deal with it from that point, you gotta have your cash, you gotta be ready, you gotta have certified funds and stuff like that. It's a different type of headache. The best time to catch that kind of property is in between when they stop payment and before they foreclose on the property. So we call that pre-foreclosure, right? So approaching pre-foreclosure should really be more of the title. How do you approach an owner who is at the risk of foreclosure? Basically, owner in pre-foreclosure, they stop payment already, they're delinquent on their payments. How do you approach them? So I have the quote here, just in case you're brand new to us here, let me answer, why would anyone want to approach a house that's about to get foreclosed on? Well, it's one of the sources of wholesale real estate deals. What is wholesale real estate deals? As real estate investors, what we do is to find deeply discounted properties that we can flip or fix and flip to end buyers. So that's basically what it is. So now it's basically a credit solution for these people. If they're facing foreclosure and they owe all this money on this property, you coming into the picture to purchase this property from them is a credit solution, because if they get foreclosed on, foreclosure stays on their record for 7 years, you know, and it's just like bankruptcy or worse, depends on the particular situation, right? So with that being said, it's basically a credit solution of credit preservation strategy, okay? But you as an investor or wholesale real estate professional can benefit by picking up these cheap properties, you know, if they don't owe that much, if they have equity, as a solution to these owners. Now that you understand the motive, let's answer the original question. How do I approach a house about to go in foreclosure? Personally, I prefer that you're not the one approaching them, more like they're approaching you, because if they're in problem, they have this life crisis, and you learn how to market, how about if you can position in a way that they can approach you? How about you position yourself in the marketplace in a way that they see you as the problem solver and they can approach you? It's called attraction marketing. It's better. You don't have to sell. All you have to do is basically at that point, you sort for people that are more motivated than the others, because basically you don't have time, because you know how to market, right? You have that skill set. You do not have the time to be chasing after people that are not motivated enough. You have enough people coming through your pipelines and you don't have to chase people, okay? So I would prefer that you're not the one approaching them. They can respond to your marketing pieces out there, your marketing message in the media out there, they can respond. But it's actually better if you are the one positioned in the place of control where you get to solve their problem. It just makes your life a lot more easier. You can do more of it. But if you're in a position where you're approaching people, you have to sell them on the fact that they have problem, or maybe they don't have any problem. That means you have to sell a lot harder, right? So you better get your script together and just know what you're doing. Well, here's the thing. You still need to learn how to prospect even when they're responding to your marketing, okay? You still need to learn how to prospect, to talk to them and assess their situation and see if you can actually solve their problem. So either way, it's easier for you to have people approaching you than you approaching them. And in order to do that, there are three simple steps that you can simply follow. Number one, you can access the public list of foreclosures or pre-foreclosures in any state in the United States of America or any developed society. It's public record. Once somebody stops payment, and once that the company they're supposed to be making payment to, like a mortgage company, they basically go file an intention for lawsuit, right? That's public record. Anyone can go to the courthouse and pull this record. And basically, you don't have to go to the county house yourself to pull those records. There are services already online for $50, $30 or less, where you can purchase this list. Places like listsource.com, you can go to myreipro.com, and all those places will basically give you access to all the list of pre-foreclosures in the land. And basically, the second step is you offer the list. You offer these people by simply sending them marketing to save their credit. You offer them to buy the houses, hence we buy houses messages, right? And you offer them that as a solution to the list using mass marketing, nothing less. If you do anything less than mass marketing, you're going to get frustrated out of the business, because most people are not going to be interested in what you have to offer as a solution. But when you focus on mass marketing, you simply focus on people responding to you, which is why I told you, don't approach it from a standpoint of you approaching the foreclosure. How can you set yourself up in the marketplace where they approach you? That's a lot better. That way you can focus on sorting through all those people approaching you, right? Number three, sort the responses for motivated sellers only. Motivated sellers only. Don't deal with anything less than that. If you deal with people that are not motivated, they will suck your energy. They're not interested in what you have to offer. You'll be busy trying to sell over and over and over again. The more you try to sell, the more you push them away from you, as opposed to the other way around. Does that make sense? So that's how I would approach foreclosures. So instead of you approaching a house in foreclosure, how about approach foreclosures like a marketer, like a professional marketer? Approach that, generate leads, fill up your pipeline, and just sort, and then close deals. That's how I would do it, okay? So hopefully that was enlightening and educational. If you're brand new here, this is a free gift that I have for you. You got to go to Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and just go download this for free. If you go there right now, I'll give you this in addition to that for free. This is my brand new book, Real Estate Money Secrets. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.